I mean, I can't tell you how excited I am to be here. I cannot wait to get in bed with Joan. The only thing that I'm worried about is I'm gonna wet the bed, not with urine, but with my tears, because it's sort of a thing I do. Whenever I get into bed, I start crying.
I'm Joan Rivers, the name of the show, if you can read, and I hope you can, In Bed with Joan, and let's see who's coming out of the closet today, okay? Hello? Oh, it's Brett Gelman, all right, okay.
Oh my God, look at this.
How nice to see you.
So great to see you.
All right, so come relax, feet up on the bed.
I'm okay, great, that's okay.
Okay, very snappy shoes.
Yeah, no, I washed them before I came.
Okay. Before we even start, I have to discuss something with you.
Yeah.
You're on the 10 list to watch.
Oh, yeah, I was 10 comics to watch on Variety a few years ago.
So
yeah.
Who decided that?
I have no idea. They just called me up, and I was like, whoa, I don't get on lists. You're putting me on a list?
So what happened because of that?
Nothing.
Are
absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. No, a lot more waiting and like even more heartache because of it, you know?
Yeah.
No, like that happened a few years ago and I had to wait, and now I'm, you know, finally working steadily.
Thank God. Yes.
Yeah, but back then I was taking those Variety issues and I was wiping my ass with it.
Oh, do we know that?
There's nothing but hostility coming out. But I was very grateful that they put it. I mean, hey, maybe if I didn't have that Variety article, I would have killed myself.
And did you always want to be funny?
I did. When I was 6 years old, and I tell this to people because it's a vivid memory of mine, I saw A Night at the Opera, and I just heard Groucho Marx's voice. I didn't get the jokes, but I was just like, oh my God, that's the best sound I've ever heard. And then I was obsessed. And then 30 years later, I actually started working. Yeah.
What happened in that brief period of time?
I aged really well, like a fine wine. I went from awkward, you know, scrawny Jew to, you know, somewhat, you know, bear-like, yeah, handsome, meaty
handsome
Jew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody can rock thinning hair and it's okay.
If you were gay, you'd be considered a good-looking bear.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, back when I was living in New York and I couldn't get any action because I was just too awkward with women. You know, I said too much from the beginning. I would get confidence from gay men. I would be walking down the street and gay men would flirt with me. I'd be like, oh, okay, thank God. I'm not just totally repulsive.
Yeah, see, thank God.
But thank God for the gays.
Your career. Let's go to your career for a second.
I have one of those, right?
I do.
Yeah.
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 And you've done things, a lot of things that don't work, but you keep coming out of them.
Right.
Like Matthew Perry, you did Go On.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the Friends curse?
I don't know.
The Friends, they're all very talented.
I mean, Aniston doesn't have it in a way. I mean,
oh, you know. She can't get married. That poor thing. She just cries and douches
right.
her whole life.
Right.
Do you living here?
I do. Because I work here.
Yeah.
You know, I've lived in New York for 10 years.
And
I joined the UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Which is a brilliant group. I mean, that to me is. And who out of there? Who did you work with? Because you all seem to be coming out of it.
People like Rob Riggle, Paul Scheer, Rob Hubel.
And did they tell you to come out here? Because that's a big step.
They were coming out here, and then I just wasn't working. And then I came out here for writing jobs, and then I would be doing, you know, the alternative rooms here. And I felt that the response to my stuff was better, and things just seemed to be moving, and people seemed to be responding to me more. So I was like, well, nothing's happening in New York. I love New York, but yeah.
And now you're in Bad Teacher, which is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be what about Jerry Sandusky? Who are you using?
No, my character is based off of Jerry Sandusky. It's one of my heroes. I haven't read the news though for like 10 years, so I don't know what's going on with him now.
But you're in everything. You're in They just started telling me you were in Dinner with Friends, and then you were doing Mr. Celebrity.
Right, yeah. I did that. I love that you saw that. That's so great.
Explain about Mr. Celebrity. Explain to them, because we have two people out there that are really interested.
Mr. Celebrity is the worst type of kiss-assy character. Obsessively quotes people's credits to them in order to become their friend.
So, for example, if you met me, say at what? My dog's funeral.
Okay.
My dog's funeral. All right, and you're Mrs. Celebrity. And I'm Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Hello, Joan. My condolences on your dog, but congratulations for having such a wonderful, legendary career. Oh, you took Manhattan like those Muppets, and you really showed up tonight. Let me tell you, you can police my fashion anytime, if that means telling your amazing jokes. Something like that, right? That's pretty good. I came up with it because I was at this wedding with John Hamm, and everybody, and this is when Mad Men like first blew up.
Right.
So we were all like, oh my God, fucking Don Draper's here. And I was like, how awful would it be if I went up to John Hamm? And I was like, hey, Mad Man, you make me mad, man. I just totally went crazy on him. And then the first Mr. Celebrity John was in.
Have you ever tried a Kardashian?
Ooh,
you'd
no.
have to use smaller words.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim, I'm not keeping up with the Kardashians. I'm keeping up with just you. Sorry, I'm not black. No, I don't know. I don't know what I would say. Oh, that would be terrible. That'd be awful.
But at the start, when you said to your family, this is what I want to do, were they really behind you 100%?
They were great.
Really?
Yeah, they totally supported me.
Were you blue collar?
We were well off. You know, we lived on the North Shore of Chicago. So that's like, but we moved there. So they didn't start, they grew up poor. And then, you know, I always tell my mother, I'm like, Ma, we're rich. She'd be like, no, we worked for our money. But my bar mitzvah was Late Night with Brett Gelman. And what my mother did was she talked to this guy in Vegas, got this huge address book, wrote to all of these comedians, included an autograph or a headshot of them, and then they sent back the headshot signed, or somebody did. And
how nice is that that you
one really of those comedians?
Are you? That's
this
me.
This was the centerpiece at my bar mitzvah.
1980-something, because I remember that's my 1980-something nose. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And I wrote two, and that's my handwriting.
Yeah, is it really? Did you really write it?
Yeah.
Do you always sign all of the pictures?
Yes.
I know
all
you do.
All of them. I sit for hours. Two bread, congratulations on your bar mitzvah. Great, good luck. Yeah, Joan Rivers. Oh, my God, that's great.
Isn't that insane?
Did it come in time for the bar mitzvah?
It did.
If you could wake up tomorrow morning and have just what you wanted out of your career, what would it be?
I have a lot of what I want, but I want just to play great roles, you know, be in more movies.
Now, let me ask you, we do several things on this show.
Yeah.
One, which I love, we give people a chance to get things off their chest.
Mm-hmm.
If there was anyone that you treated badly.
Oh, so many people, unfortunately.
Can you think of one? And you can look right. Like, it's called I'm Sorry.
I'm sorry. This is going to make you not like me. I'm sorry that to all the younger kids, when I was a young kid, that I went into the library, the public library, with Scott Nassiter and offered you candy when you were just learning not to talk to strangers to scare the shit out of you. Sorry about that. That's evil, right?
That's good.
I'll be driving and I'll think about that and I'll be like, ooh, I'll almost drive off the road because I'm like, that's some real sick behavior. Dumb.
Okay, opposite end. Yeah. We have a section called Sit On It and Rotate.
hey, Greg Gilbert, even though you were the most popular kid in junior high, I didn't invite you to my bar mitzvah because you were a fucking prick. And you know what? I bet you still are a fucking prick. But guess what? I ain't no loser anymore. I'm sitting here with my new best friend, Joan Rivers, who at that bar mitzvah autographed a headshot for me. So sit on this and twist like Chubby Checker, you fucking fish mouth Jewish asshole. No,
I like
I'm good
that.
At like.
I like that. Melissa, come up.
We play a little game.
Yeah.
Dead or alive.
Mm-hmm.
One thing. I'm gonna give you two choices. One thing stays. One thing gone forever.
Okay.
Blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Why? Go or stay?
Brunettes stay.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in LA?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, my fiance's black, so she has brown hair.
Okay.
And
that's it. Shut up.
You know. Yeah.
Say no
that's
more.
That's it.
Fallon or Kimmel?
I'd say Kimmel stays.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at me. Don't right? look at her for
okay.
help.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Why?
Because dogs are, like, I like dogs better than people. And cats, I like a little more than people, but not as much as dogs.
Fair
dogs
enough.
Are just, like, they're like angels.
Some.
Yeah.
TV or digital?
TV.
Stays. Really?
I think so.
Yeah, you've had so much success in the digital world.
That's hard, you know? I mean, isn't it the same thing now?
No.
Don't we watch everything on TV or on our computers?
Here's the biggie. Body hair or facial hair?
Facial hair.
Stays?
Stays.
I could never
look
have guessed
at me,
that.
Look at me. I'm not that hairy on my body. I'm not.
Could you show us?
Do you want to see?
Sure.
I'm leaving it at this point. I'm out.
It has been such a pleasure having you on. Adorable.
Thank
but
you.
I knew I was going to like you every time I've seen you do something, starting with cats and moving on to Mr. Celebrity. I mean, just the best, the best. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me thank Brett Gelman for being so
thank
wonderful
you.
And adorable.
Thank you.
And would you do us the honors of clapping us out?
Of course, the honor is all mine. Oh my God, oh my God. I just finished getting into bed with Joan, and let me tell you, I did not cry. Mm-mm, no. I got thoroughly, thoroughly aroused, like a 13-year-old Jewish boy reciting his wonderful Haftorah portion. Mm. Thank you, Joan, and amen.
Brett said that he has my picture hanging up in his room. That's very exciting. I think he's the first celebrity that's ever had my picture hanging up in their room when the room wasn't padded. Let me know who you'd like to see in bed with me. You can do it by sending me a message on Facebook or Twitter.